step to say, I'll make phone calls, I'll go door to door, I'll talk to everybody I know, et cetera, in order to make that happen. These are all things that were not present in 2013 in terms of people with marketing experience designing the campaign and figuring out how to make this pass. Do you have any questions about?
I do have one more.
Sure.
Sorry, full of them today. So this tax will only be on real property, or will it be on personal property as well?
It's a straight across tax. Now, one of the things.
So what's that? Does that mean it is on your personal property as well?
Right, on what? Well, what the assessor's office does. Yeah. Because that's combined.
Now, well, I just want to make sure that I understand, but I want to make sure that if anybody asks, that we all are on the same page. So this would affect when you buy a new vehicle. This would affect it, whatever you own that is on your personal property valuation.
Right. Now, the only figure that we could come up with was the 170 in terms of assessed value average for Hollister and Branson school districts. There is not available the figures that separate out personal property that way because it's so diverse.
Sure. I mean,
all you got to do is have one big fishing boat, and you know, that's, I don't even know how much a fishing
boat.
Okay. Or
that's
a motorhome.
That's a common thing.
Et cetera.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then that's going to be big. But my guess is most of those houses in that 170 assessment are not people who have $500,000 motorhomes.
Quite honestly, at that figure, because we've kind of looked at with realtors on some situation now, I'm 170,000 being the medium. I'm surprised at that figure. I was thinking on that. I was that just kind of surprises me in the real estate market now. Now, maybe if you do assess value, that's right now. Of course, this is a reassessment year. We don't know what's going to happen on that.
That's the latest figure from the Taney County Partnership in terms of their data, which I believe was 22.
Yeah.
It was either 22 or 23. I think it was 22.
So I'm thinking, I was just kind of in my mind thinking that the way the market is now, according to real estate realtors that I've listened to lately, $170,000 then, and I think about they're paying their taxes, and if they are going to actually be the ones that would use your library, that would go out and I just have, you probably know better than I on that.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that come and use the library, would you?
Yeah. So right now, it's what is hard to say. Is that the current library is not one that, while it has resources, is not one that people feel like they want to go to. If you have, and because Springfield Library is so close, but if you've ever gone to the library on the south side of Springfield, the Library Center, it is absolutely community driven. And you'll see all kinds of cars in there, right? If that's what you're going by, you know, just understanding where people are economically, all types of people, homeschooled, after school, seniors, young families, all, and then businesses in there as well. So the assumption is if we move to a new library, what we'll see is, yes, an increase in use because it's a place where people want to be in. It can hold them. You're not shoulder to shoulder. You've got the appropriate space for young families that are relatively noisy. And then, you know, seniors who are maybe not as noisy.
Right. And as far as locations in the future, I mean, surely it's been a thought that we look at a core group of a lower assessed valuation. That's where we would want to place the library comparatively to in these big open spots where your assessed evaluation of properties are really high, because the people with those lower assessed, you're saying, is more than likely your clientele and the people that will visit the library. So you want to make sure.
I think more appropriately would be access, not necessarily based on income or evaluations of homes, okay. but access, for example, again, I go back to the hospital and the Recplex and even the College of the Ozarks and where they're placed. They have high access
okay.
Placement, and that's personally where I go to look to.
Yes.
Right, and I'm just thinking as far as travel. As far as mm-hmm. people walking
Absolutely.
To the library and
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, the vicinity of that needs to be in a core group of people.
And
or core group.
Right. If we go really horizontally, bus routes and those sorts of things. I know we don't talk about that quite yet, but one day, you know, that may be something, or if it's whatever the public transportation, but to be in a place where we've got accessibility because you're already going to. Would be the most ideal. But we have to put that tension in with the cost of the land or the building and what an infill or renovation would look like. So, which is why it's hard to speculate at this point.
Sure. We're in the situation where we are guaranteeing people a library that meets their needs. It may be down the road, obviously, in terms of getting enough money to make that happen. But we are saying this is what it will provide, and this is how we will get there.
Has there been anyone, you know, you have an idea what size built? Now, I know that
yes.
we're not there yet, but I know you have an idea
we
what size building you're talking.
Yes.
And
we're
you probably know the square footage right yes. now that it costs to build per square, so you probably
right.
have an
Initially,
idea.
Initially, we're looking at the upper part of the library right now is 10,000 square feet, and then the retail underneath is another 10,000, so we're looking to start with at least 20,000. But we're also looking at making sure the design of the building is such that it can be added on to. We don't necessarily see having multiple meeting rooms available at first, that would be added on to, and then other types of extension. I mean, this is not just a one-time kind of thing. This is having the voters understand that there is a time frame here, and this is what they will end up with. It won't be like OTC where, boom, a building goes up, because they have the resources from other sources to put that building up right away after it passes.
And your board's a four-year commitment to whoever's appointed on it then?
Yes.
And you sounds like you've used names you feel confident that you can keep yes. enough board members that will see this through, because you'd hate to pass the levy and
yes.
collect that kind of amount of money.
Yes.
Right.
And once
Frankly,
it's passed,
we're
it's
very
passed.
Confident this is going
That's
to pass.
Exactly right. Once it's passed, it goes through.
Because there's a huge passion in the community to make this happen.
Yeah. The only way it would come off would be for someone to get a petition, call another levy, and vote it back.
And pull
then.
It all off,
right.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Right.
So once it's on, that's it.
And you have no proposed sunset to this?
No sunset.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to point out was some ballot language. I've sent both of these to your attorney to see differences. One of them was obviously an older ballot, but you'll see on the back side of that.
So I was going to ask you, this ballot, what was the purpose of this?
I'm sorry. I thought this was a very simple wording for the senior tax. Apparently, it is not on this copy.
Uh-oh.
I am sorry. But the senior tax was very, very simple. Just said, it didn't even mention the difference between property and real estate. The other one is, this is the tax up at the top that Harry Styron had put together. This one, this language. That was the language in Christian County that they used at the top. His suggestion was to make sure that it included, that it was very clear it was a Hollister and Branson school districts for a county library. And he put on the idea of real estate and personal property, which the senior tax did not have on it back in whenever that was passed. I want to say 2013, but I'm not sure.
When it was put before in August of, in April of 2013, the library, it was simply, shall the Taney County Library District be authorized to levy a tax of 15 cents for $100 of assessed valuation for library purposes? It's that simple.
Okay.
It doesn't go into real estate or personal, mm-hmm. just a straight levy, and once if you pass the levy and there's nothing on it, it's going to be for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four lines.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The simpler, the better.
Yeah, we would be in favor of the simpler of the two. And we did submit this to your attorney. Had not heard back from him yet.
You're on the library board now, the county
yes.
library board?
Yes. County, yeah. I'm the chair, Annie is the treasurer.
No money.
Got a great job right now.
Nothing to worry about right now.
Yeah. The books are balanced?
Yes. Once it passes, I may move over to the position.
The deadline is May 25th to get it to,
as you may already know,
Stephanie's office.
May
30th. I thought it was May 30th.
May 30th. There you go.
Well, then I was told the 25th.
They probably
want to
be sure you
office.
Got it in by the 30th.
30th.
Okay. It's,
we got 5 days.
Yeah. It's by normally been May 30th, yeah. But anyway, we are anxious to get it on. We are anxious to get the ballot language to her office. And we are also needing a replacement for Roger Newell. We had hoped to get you three names. We only got two. We had two other people who said we'd be glad to do it next year, but because of commitments we've got with other groups, we cannot commit to that until next year. But we'll put our name in next year if there's an opening.
And they knew it would be a four-year commitment.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're asking also that Annie be reappointed. We've come so far with the research we've done, throwing in two new people mm-hmm. and.